call our meeting back to order. Next on our agenda under administrative and departmental functions is agenda format. Someone put that on there, I hope. Someone put it on there.
That's okay. Right. We actually. We already talked about it. So, agenda and Robert, we talked about. We can take those off.
And meeting procedures.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, those all we already talked about those.
All right. And ready for park board requests.
That'll have to be tabled because of the person come into the office and I told them they would have to contact the park board and take the stuff to Angela, and she would have to make a formal request from the park board, and they didn't do so when they called and put this on there. Am I right?
That is correct.
Nikki, they put it on the agenda, but they hadn't contacted Angela. Angela called concerned about it because she's seen it on there.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a motion to table until a later date, and I'd have to know when that date will be unless they get in touch with it.
Well, then let's let it expire, and then they can repost it.
I offered to take it over to Angela because I was going to be going through there in a couple of days. So
I'll call Angela.
Okay.
And just have her keep in contact with me when she receives the documents.
Okay.
Are there any, is there any comments, questions from the public on this request? I see a couple of folks that were here at our park board meeting. Okay. All right. We'll move on then to Nikki's work session with us. Nuisance cases is the first thing. Or do you want to do the weekly agenda?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay. Everybody, she's brought us an agenda. I noticed at 1 o'clock today we've got insurance after Road and Bridge. What is that, health insurance or what?
Yeah, it was health and liability, all the insurance that we have carried right now. I wanted to just briefly talk about that. I guess Acres and Connell. I just wanted to bring both of those policies up. And
those are health. The
workman's comp,
the nuisance, and
comp and liability.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring. I just wanted to talk about that briefly. Is what that's about.
So all insurance.
Yeah, all insurance.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be a long discussion, but probably at least 15 to 30 minutes probably could turn into that.
Okay.
I will be adding on Wednesday the bid award.
All right.
For the F-150.
I think Linda.
And then in addition to the fourth courtroom.
The fourth courtroom, right. That's what Linda just caught me in the hallway. She wanted to talk about that.
So I'll add both of those items on Wednesday.
Improvement to it? Or?
Yes, the improvement. They got a bid on the. Remember we went over and had that site visit with Brenda Neal?
Uh-huh.
She has a bid now and has almost all the funding secured, but she needs some assistance from the commission.
All right.
GCR.
And you'll be out.
I'm in Jeff City all day Wednesday for the MAC board meeting.
Okay, and we're going to do the F-150, what, 9 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock on Wednesday.
Correct.
Could we move it? Oh, yeah, 8, 9 o'clock would be fine. That'd be fine.
Well, what about your call? Are you going to call in? You want to move it?
No, I'll call in. That's fine. I mean, I can call in 9. Just don't make it 8 because I will be bad coverage at 8. So
okay.
9, I should be fine.
Okay. I may call in also because I'll probably make that CDAC meeting in Branson. It won't be done by 9.
No, right.
We'll be back over here anyway by 9 for sure.
It goes long. You want to go to 9:30?
That'd be fine.
This is due 9:30.
Okay.
Because I know the CDAC meeting never is over at 9.
Yeah. And I would have.
Are you planning on being here? If you're not, let's do it even later than that so I can get back over here so one of us will be present.
That would be fine.
Okay.
Let's do it later. Here's where I'm at.
At 10 o'clock, I start my meeting, though. I got to do it at 9:45 is about the last I can go.
Why couldn't we have awarded, the price on a pickup truck is totally different than some of these options that we have on others. I know we're following procedure, but we could have awarded that this morning. Because they're going to have a set figure on the cost.
I don't know what the bid specs were. I can't answer that.
I mean, okay. I hear what you're saying about.
Yeah, and I just wondered about that this morning and started to, but then I thought if we get started doing that, then the public's not going to understand that we have a review process and a tabulation.
Right. Are you, so you're going to repost at 9:45 then on Wednesday?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Anything else on our weekly?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have one nuisance case that was tabled a couple of weeks ago. You asked me to go speak with the recorder's office to see if there was an affidavit of interest. Let me bring up the file.
Okay.
Nick, bring that microphone closer to you next time. We can barely see you recording over there.
This would be case 10-0818.
Correct.
Was there a commissioner supposed to drive by? Is that why it was tabled?
Oh, no. This isn't the one on Casey Road, I hope.
No, this is not.
No, that's the one that me and you both went and looked at. It's the one on Casey.
Selling the property on a contract.
Okay.
Oh,
this is the deed and not recorded deed.
Because it's actually still in the complainer's name.
Right.
And you asked him to look into to see if there was a deed somewhere. Found an affidavit of interest.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
He's entered into a contract, but it will not, the contract doesn't get executed until 2018.
So the person complaining
is the previous owner.
Is the owner, really. Actually.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion to table this. This is outside the realm of what we ordinarily do. We don't have an owner complaining about property that they own.
Well.
And let's table it and try to find out. We've had other cases where owners have complained about renters, but we've never had an owner complain about an owner.
I can think of one where a son was involved, and he's complaining about stuff on his property.
Uh-huh. But well, I do.
I guess my question is, we agree that the letter needs to be. Do we agree that the letter needs to be sent?
I would say we go ahead and send the letter.
I'd say to send it to two people: the owner and the affidavit of interest. Send it to both those people.
Okay. I don't hardly know what to do. Let me look at those pictures again and see what we.
I mean, I understand tabling. It's going to come down to a legal decision. I have a feeling.
Maybe we should table this and visit with Mr. Paulson because I think there's one other case that's similar.
Okay.
And
it's.
Well, let's just table it to Bob's session then.
It's an appliance deal, isn't it, Chuck? The other one you're thinking.
Yeah, come up, Sherry. The issue is we did the nuisance ordinance by complaint, and if you're complaining against yourself, I don't know how that works. Anyway, Sherry?
Something I might suggest that you ask for from the owner is a copy of the contract between the two, because that could enlighten you as to who's responsible for what.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Motion to table.
Till?
Do
we wait till Bob's session or to another week?
October
18th?
18th.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And in the time being, we're going to have Mr. Paulson look at this. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Are we going to ask for the contract also?
I want him to look at both cases. We've got this other case, and I've been called on it that Chuck knows about, and it's an owner that owns the property, and he's complained about his son bringing stuff in. And
okay. Can we direct Nikki to try to get the contract besides his affidavit from the actual owner, the current owner?
That'd be a good plan.
Just try to get a contract and then have Mr. Paulson review both once you have it. He doesn't need to review it one before the other.
We have a case at 150 Quincy Road, and we made our motion and hired Mr. McCullough to work those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, if I was responsible, I've dropped the ball, or maybe something else was to happen. I don't remember. Does anybody know where? Maybe this is another Paulson question. Mr. McCullough wanted to be titled as something or other.
Special prosecution, something. We did that.
We did that. I guess if it hasn't moved forward, are we all right to move forward?
It needs to.
The last time we talked about this issue, you guys wanted me to get with Dan to have him go back out and take pictures of all of the litigation files. Mm-hmm. Once that is complete, I was to give them to Mr. McCullough. They are not all complete.
Okay.
Dan obviously has another job within the county, so he's just doing it as he can.
Do you have any?
I have some.
Do you want to have her bring those back in front of us, or just send them over to, as we get them, send them over to?
I'm going to have a special request that he run over by and take a picture of this and get it taken care of. It's beside a
150
business, and it's, I mean, you go in there and sit down and you hear everybody talking about why don't the county do something about this across the road.
Yeah. So move that to the top of his list then, I guess.
And it may be what he's already done. He won't even have to go by again.
Okay. I'll speak with him.
If not, it's on the road files. To lots of his stuff. That would be kind. And then, so are we saying, Nikki, take that, turn it over to Mr. McCullough?
That's my
when we have the pictures.
Now, are we keeping...
I don't have that number, but...
We're keeping the originals or something, right?
Yes.
And you're going to have some sort of tracking that we have updates and stuff?
I would make a motion that we go ahead without even the pictures. I mean, we're all by there. We see it, and... I mean, it's been a repeat problem, and I wouldn't even have to have the pictures. We've got commissioners that know about it. It's a mess.
Yeah, we've already said do it.
Yeah, we've already made that motion.
You want to make a motion again, or
I'd make a motion that we go ahead and send out to turn this right over to him.
150 Quincy Road.
Yeah,
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Thank you, Nikki. What else we got? Valley Ridge support letter.
Jeannie with HCW contacted me the later portion of last week, and she's doing a tax credit on affordable housing.
Is this the senior? I think it's the senior.
This is the third addition to Valley Ridge.
On Bird Road?
Yes.
We've done the first two.
Correct.
Now, is that the one that's got such a steep entrance that we had questions about it?
Bird Road is the back way off of Walmart Supercenter. It's flat. They've actually built a turn lane and everything on Bird Road.
Okay, for this?
Yes, for the first two phases, they've actually did some road improvement.
Do you know where I'm talking about, Chuck? Before we
Off of Highway 248.
It's 248. It's where the bus accident was at the other day.
Yes. This is different.
No, this is different.
Okay.
This is off of her. It's the back cut-through road in France off of 248. It's actually Flynn turns into Bird Road. It goes behind the super center, and we have complaints on Bird Road about it being slick, but that's way down at the other end.
This is for the senior.
No, this is not senior. This is just normal, affordable. They do have a senior living affordable project that's under construction right now. HCW. This is just phase three of this next project.
Last phase.
Okay, so we've already done letters for phase one and two.
And just to be honest with you, I don't know what support letter does for us in these cases. We've had strange experiences with approvals. One year we were asked to support. We supported and they turned them down. The next year they want to know why we hadn't. And so I don't know.
Well, I'm going to move that we send the Valley Ridge Phase 3 support letter.
I'll second it. If it's already got two phases.
We've already done the first two.
Well, I have questions, and that is, one, we've Danny's point's a good point because we have faced that before. Number two is we've got the project at Bull Creek that they've lowered the cost of renting the rooms because they couldn't get them full, and I'm uncertain. Maybe we still have a big need, but I'm uncertain that we do. And there, on top of that, we have the question that comes up in BOE as far as the tax situation.
Cap rate, uh-huh.
And this is anyway, the other issue that hadn't come up for quite some long time is we've got lots of folks out there with low rent incomes that don't have the benefit of tax breaks that are competing against projects in our county with tax breaks. None of these are new issues. Well, I shouldn't say that. The question of whether we are still way behind on this kind of housing, I question, because if you go highway at Bull Creek, you'll see their big sign, and it's gone from 530 to 495 or whatever the number is.
We've had our share of problems with it, you know, I can guarantee you. You know that I questioned the dollar amounts that were turned in on
right.
Whenever people went to rent, I sent half a dozen people that way, and they weren't what the application called for. I haven't voted on this thing yet, but I have seconded the motion for discussion.
I guess my statement would be, if it's up to the Housing Authority of Missouri to decide if we need them or not need them, I have met with HCW probably 60 days ago just to talk about their affordable housing program, and they have a waiting list. You know, now part of the need is location. I mean, I know you're bringing up the Bull Creek one, but you know, you got to have a decent location to jobs and there's a lot of factors involved. I mean, I could point out an affordable a project under the same statutes that has multiple vacancies, and it depends on how you operate and how you run it. If you know if it's a good project or not a good project. The other two phases is a waiting list, and that's why I know this project or this location is of need. That's why I'm willing to motion that.
When we go through these, Jim, we look at safety aspects uh-huh. and everything that we've and the reason that I seconded your motion is the fact that we've already been through all the process mm-hmm. that we usually go through on this. I also have Chuck's concerns about the problems that we've had, and that's the reason I brought up the approval from affordable housing at the state level. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of shoots yourself in the foot type situation if they don't fill up or if they start charging a larger price to cover the vacancies. And I think that's what happened in the one location.
Yeah, I know they're pretty restricted on what they can and can't charge. I mean, the qualifications are states. They're monitored by the state and managed by the state, even for rates. But anyway.
All right, ready to vote?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
All right, what's next? That looks like it for you, Nikki. All right. Did we not already do the auction advertising?
Not advertising.
Oh, advertising. We did the bid for doing the work.
When you go up there, if you would send Bob down, but we can go ahead and go to the next one if you want. What about the Hollister maintenance? Do you have a contract? Let's just jump to that one. issue they have. MoDOT's come back after they rejected our last offer and have sent this over now without the car wash, just the back to our original price,
which is
$211.
Straight out for the building?
That's how I yes. They
no wash bay, no.
No.
Do we have to vote on this one? Seems that we've already voted on this exact same thing before.
Well, since it got rejected, I that's why I had Nikki called me. I said, since we got a rejection letter, yeah. I felt like we needed to revote.
Motion for approval to purchase the Hollister maintenance facility.
Second. Okay. What about the first one, or one of the first ones had a, they had the right to use one of the bays? Is that in here?
I believe it is.
That was for worse purposes, but they decided they couldn't get.
Yeah, I think they took that entire thing out because that was strictly they were going to wash the vehicles. And
there was a sales agreement, and then there was a lease agreement.
Right. I believe they took that entire request out. They don't need anything now.
And has Bob reviewed the contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, we got a motion and a second.
Yep.
I don't know whether they're going to accept it or not after we send it back, but that's all right.
That's when they sent it to us, so, which is the original.
I just for discussion, I don't intend to vote for it. I feel like employees lost their jobs. You've heard that gripe before. Mm-hmm. I won't go through that again. And we're growing our county government. I know it's a nice location, but I'm not in favor of us doing that. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right.
Linda's here. You want to bring her up?
Yes. Auction advertising. Please tell us what's going on there.
This is the actual auction brochure. Rick and I were speaking. There's a sheet right behind it. It condenses it. I'm just looking for direction on, do we want to advertise this in the newspaper? Do we feel like this would be better served to use the radio? I had spoke with Rick and Danny just visiting a little bit. Rick seems to get really good response from the radio. It's a lot to list out in the newspaper.
The cost. Didn't you have a cost sent over?
I haven't got an estimate on it.
I thought I saw a cost.
Rick, did you have on the radio, did you have $120 for 10 times or something like that through the radio station? I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and use the radio with you side on the other
But do we have a frequency, how much are we going to spend for radio?
What I have been doing on my auctions, and Danny was at one Saturday and can tell you I had a pretty good crowd there, especially considering I know there was another big auction in town. I spent on that one $120 with a radio station. I spent less than $80 on an ad with the paper. I had in previous weeks been asking where they had seen mine. The most of my the people that will admit to seeing the auctions, most of them are coming on the website, and I'll put this on the website. In fact, I'm probably going to ask one of the girls to go out and take some pictures and stick those on the website. Okay. We'll have it on the county website, and if we advertise in radio, you may want to put a small ad in the paper, but I wouldn't.
It come across the radio real good on your.
Oh, that's what I heard it says. So.
I'm glad you guys are hearing that. Thank
you. All right, so I'll, what did you say, motion to put it on the radio for not to exceed how much, 120?
120.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Rick said he could do it for $80 on the newspaper. And
well, they're both here, but they probably can't pay the prices. But it depends on how big an ad you use.
Well, do you guys want to come back? Linda, you want to come back with a little, give me us a price on that,
okay,
based off of the contractor rates we have and see?
We have contractor rates now. Why don't we just go not to exceed?
$80?
Did you say 80 or not to exceed 100?
All right. I think it'd be good to have it in the newspaper because
I do too.
Some people.
But which paper? Both? One? We have bids. Yeah.
I think it'll pay. One person buying one item can more than pay for your advertising. I'd say put it in both of them.
Well, what about, I don't know if about the timing, but if you did the Branson Tri-Lake, or not Tri-Lake, what used to be Branson Beacon, I guess you have to pay extra to get it in the free one that comes over here. Okay, you said, I'm sorry.
Not to exceed in both papers, $100 or
second
ad.
Okay.
Together or 100 for each paper?
100 for each.
100 for each is clarification.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
All right. Moving on.
Okay. We got it.
Cops?
I just need some clarification. Actually, Don Ballou does in the auditor's office. I matched an extra vehicle on the auction brochure, so I asked to have that removed. I have two signatures.
You got three, Danny's on there.
Can I just deal with that?
Yeah. The deal is the removal of one is because we were going to use it in one of the departments as needed. It'll be under the commission, but it'll be as needed. And then I would like, this auction is the 23rd, and I would like the advertisement for the $100, if you give us some kind of mention about the auction on October the 23rd beforehand, but the week of the auction, have it in the paper, because we end up with an ad in there and people forget it and they go to looking that week for where they're going to go. And if it's not in there that week and it's been in there the prior week, they forget about it.
Okay, we'll run it that Wednesday then, prior to Saturday. Right. Sound good?
Yep. Do you have the COPS technology grant?
That worked on yours. Wednesdays would be fine. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, next I have the 2010 COPS grant. We were awarded $400,000.
Okay.
This is part two. We've already been working on this with the Sheriff's Department, with the software that we're implementing and the computers, the laptops. This will be in addition to that. It will pay more on our software. I believe there's a little bit over $200,000 going into software. We're looking at about 7 more laptops and all installation.
Is this Sean's deal also?
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion for approval.
Danny, did I ask you all something about this before you do?
Okay.
Can we actually pay for the maintenance fees out of this?
The grants are written ahead of time, so I'll have to look and see how he listed that. I just briefly looked to be able to give you a summary. In the software, it was a little bit over $200,000.
Are you thinking there's some problem with maintenance?
Let me explain to Danny the reason that I brought it up. I think I've talked to maybe, I don't know which one I talked to, but if you look at the budget request, there's a budget request for $45,000 in the Sheriff's Department right now for maintenance fees, and I think it's because of this COPS
software
tech grant. And I was of the understanding that when we wrote this, there was not going to be any continual fees. And so that's why I was a little bit concerned. I wanted you guys to be aware of that. And maybe we need to ask Sean if we can do that. And if he has written it that way, maybe we can get it changed.
You're talking about adding them to the grant.
Either adding them to or making them a part of the grant. I mean, Linda can take care of that, I think. But that was something I had concern about. So...
Well, I don't know whether that's going to have an effect on whether...
I mean, this grant is for the application we submitted. Now, we'll have another application that we're going to submit. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So I would say let's just make sure we include it in the next grant.
We just need to be addressing it sometimes.
So I think if we change what we've applied for, it'll affect
the award.
If we can go forward on the next application, if you can get with Sean and say, would you make sure you include maintenance fees for the software.
And it's my understanding, and sometimes I didn't hear it, but I thought that, just like Rick did, that we were not to be paying anything on this application and everything on this COPS grant.
Technically, the maintenance is optional. You don't have to have maintenance on it. It would just be a bad...
Would be a bad investment if you did.
It would. So I think that's the angle they're going with. I talked to Rick about this, I think, last week or the week before.
But, I mean, this is going to be a total of, and one of the others 200, and one of them 400,000, and it's going to be, as it, isn't it, the total thing was like $1.2 million or something?
The whole project is, but the maintenance is going to be maintaining about 45,000 annually, I believe.
I would, if you can
get with Sean.
I will.
Okay.
Have him write that in.
For the next application, yeah. Include maintenance costs. Unless it's included in there, but I don't have the details of the application.
I didn't think it cost us anything through this, but as like you said, we don't have to have maintenance. Maybe they didn't put it in there.
I don't know, but maybe he did too.
But I'd like for you to check on the first one that we did. I'm almost sure that was a selling point on the first one. You remember anything about that, Chuck, on the first one?
Those details?
Nope.
I know when we was sold, we were pitched heavily by Jimmy and Sean. And
right. So is your motion?
I forgot where we're at.
I'm a motion for approval of the $400,000 grant.
Second from Jim.
Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
And then Nikki, you'll take this to get the signatures?
Could I request that we get a...
I'm botching this one.
Total, this one's for seven?
It's for $400,000.
I know, but this is for seven
I'll give you the list. Vehicles. I've got it.
I'd like a total list of what we have, how many cars we have put these in, and the total, I want the total package of what this has affected.
Thus far, from the grant that we're working on right now, the 2009, at the Sheriff's Office, we have 15 vehicles that it's installed in, but I can give you a list from every agency
yeah.
of how many we have installed.
Right, and that's Sheriff's Department, but then we have city and
that's
everything
correct.
Else that's mm-hmm. involved. So.
Yes, and I will get you a copy of all that as
okay.
I report on that. So.
I would... suggest we take a recess, sir, where we can go get Mr. Paulson for his session. I think that's all that's left on this morning.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to take a recess till 10:45? Is that 10:45? And
okay, we'll recess till 10:45, and then
go into executive.
Have a work session with Mr. Paulson and
I've
executive.
10:45. What time you guys got?
10:40. 10:41.
All right.